A week after the Canadian government brought back visas for Czech citizens over the large numbers of Czech Romani seeking asylum in Canada, the Czech government has published a report on the state of Romani communities in the Czech Republic for 2008. The report is bleak. Czech Romani relations are bad, it says, and will be difficult to fix. Jan Richter has more.
A 40-year-old Romani woman from the town of Frýdek-Místek in northern Moravia came to one of the town's hospitals in 2007 to give birth to her fifth child. Under pressure from a local social worker, she agreed to undergo sterilization. This is allegedly the latest case of a Romani woman having been sterilized against her will. If confirmed, it will counter the general assumption that this practice, for which the Czech Republic was repeatedly criticized by the EU, human rights watch groups and other organizations, ceased some 8 years ago. Elena Grolova is the spokeswoman for the group of women harmed by sterilization, an Ostrava-based support group.
In 2007, this woman was forced by a social worker to undergo sterilization. The social worker threatened her that her children would be taken away and put into a children's home. The woman was scared and underwent forced sterilization.
The Minister for Human Rights and Minorities, Michael Kocáb, informed the Czech government of the case on Monday. It underlined the bleak situation of the Czech Romani, as Mr. Kocáb also presented his colleagues with the report on the state of the Romani communities for 2008. The report says that Romanis in the Czech Republic face general discrimination. A surge in right-wing extremism, poor social conditions and a growing gap between the majority and minority population is driving increasing numbers of Romanis abroad. One of the authors of the report is Gabriela Hrabáňová, the head of the government's Council on Romani Issues.
Since the unemployment is rising generally in the Czech Republic, Roma are also those who are tackled by this problem. And so this is one side of problem. The second one is, of course, that the rise of extremism and the general kind of attitudes toward Roma are not getting any better. So the daily discrimination or the daily life for Roma, they cannot go through it anymore, so they also decide for emigration.
The report and the news of the forced sterilization case came less than a week after Canada reinstated visas for Czech citizens. The reason is a 900 or so percent increase in Romani asylum seekers in that country this year. But some Czechs, as well as some Czech politicians, feel that Romanis are leaving the country for the sake of getting more generous social benefits. The town hall in Litvinov, in North Bohemia, wants to make sure that local Romanis who left for the UK, which is another popular destination with Czech Romanis, do not receive social benefits in both countries. The town's mayor, Daniel Volák, plans to send out letters to town halls in Britain to bring the abuse to an end.
I believe that adequate repression is necessary in this matter because the system gets abused. Look, if people did not get the benefits twice, we wouldn't be doing this. But as long as there are people parasiting on the system that's paid for with public funds, with our taxes, our duty is to take care of it, and repression is adequate.
Gabriela Hrabáňová from the government's Romani Issues Council says a new strategy of Romani integration should be ready by October. It would provide municipalities with advice on how to treat poor living conditions of the Romanis, bring them out of ghettos and motivate them to send their children to school. But Ms. Hrabáňová also believes that it would help if people realized that there might be other reasons than social benefits that make Romanis leave the Czech Republic.
Those who are going out and seeking better conditions, it's not just because of economic condition themselves, but it's also saying about the social conditions, about being an invisible minority living in a state where your work, whatever work it is, it's considered as being important.
And that was Gabriela Hrabáňová, head of the government's Council on Roma Relations, ending that report by Jan Richter. Tell us what you think. Are Czech Roma justified asylum seekers or merely economic migrants? Is Canada's asylum system too generous? Write and tell us. English@radio.ca.